Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. On the phone with me, Dr. Reginald Liu, Senior Consultant Cardiologist at Harley Street Heart and Vascular Center at Gleneagles. We learn more about the effects of alcohol on those with AF and other heart conditions, and how much is too much, and how much is safe to drink this festive season. Dr. Liu, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Good afternoon, Clarissa. Thank you for inviting me on the show again.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Is there too much? Is there enough? Can we have any?
Yes, a very good question, a very timely question for this time of year. I think the short answer is, you know, a lot of people do drink alcohol, and there's been a lot of research over the years on the effects of alcohol on the body, on the heart, whether it's good or bad. It's still some controversy, but particularly in relation to the recent study that you've mentioned from the South Korean team, alcohol does appear to have an adverse effect on patients with atrial fibrillation, which is the common heart rhythm problem that some people suffer from, particularly if one drinks a large or heavy amount of alcohol, which in that study they defined as more than 14 drinks a week. So an average drink is one glass of wine or a small can of beer. So more than 14 of those drinks a week is considered heavy. And those researchers found that there is an increased risk of adverse events in patients with atrial fibrillation. Adverse events being things like stroke or heart attack or problems with worsening atrial fibrillation.
Okay, so now I remember when I was much younger, and I used this as an excuse. Red wine, a glass of red wine a day is good for the heart. Now, is that outdated information?
Actually, it's still practiced and preached by many in the medical profession, and it's still considered by some to be good. My personal view is that the data is conflicting, and some studies do suggest that red wine in particular has some health benefits on the heart. Probably not the alcohol content, but there are other components of red wine that are beneficial, such as the antioxidants or some components like resveratrol, which are plant extracts that have beneficial effects on the heart and blood vessels. But on the other hand, of course, the alcohol component itself is not good. Alcohol can increase the heart rate. Excessive regular amounts of alcohol can also affect the heart muscle and weaken the heart muscle. So it's a mixed picture, and that's why it's still controversial. And on average, you know, based on all the data, I would say it's not bad if you drink in small amounts, but excessive amounts can be harmful.
All right. Now we are coming upon the biggest celebration of the year, New Year's Eve. You said 14 drinks a week is considered heavy. Yes. I can think of at least one person I know that will have 14 drinks over the course of New Year's Eve.
Yes, and whilst we don't want to be a spoil sport or try to dampen people's festivities, mm-hmm. I think we have to be aware of the potential problems with excessive drink, particularly in people who have existing heart problems.
Right.
Of course, when you're young, when you're active, and you're relatively healthy, you know, the extra glasses of wine or drink in celebratory spirits are not necessarily bad if you just take now and then. But as you get older and if you have other heart problems, even one evening of excessive alcohol drink can be enough to tip people over the balance and cause a flare-up of atrial fibrillation or worsening heart problems or sudden increases in blood pressure. So I think one has to look at their own medical conditions and their own profile and take it from there. But on average, you know, the general advice would be to avoid binge drinking, where in one evening we drink excessive amounts of alcohol, even if most of the time you don't normally drink.
Okay, now all of us are probably going to lift a glass over the New Year's Eve celebration in hopes that 2021 will be a better year than the one that we're saying goodbye to.
Absolutely.
For someone with AF or heart conditions, what is the, I suppose I could say, recommended dose then?
Yeah, I would still avoid too much alcohol in one go for people with heart conditions. So too much, it really depends on the individual, the body habitus, what they normally drink. But it would be better to spread it out over the course of a week or 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I normally recommend to my patients who want to drink less than 7 units a week. You know, that's well below the recommended amount from a lot of bodies. But to me, 7 units is reasonable. It equates to about 1 glass of wine a week. So it's still, for people who like their wine, it's still acceptable. But if you spread it out, it lessens the direct impact on the heart. If you drink, say, 3 or 4 glasses one evening, that can suddenly increase the heart rate and trigger these adverse events. So it's a quantity, but also spreading out over the week, that will be beneficial.
All right.
And that, unfortunately, includes New Year's Eve. You have one glass of champagne and one glass of wine, but not more than that.
So pace yourself. 1 glass of champagne, 1 glass of wine. That's all you get.
Yes. If you have heart problems.
If you have heart problems. Okay. Or if you're driving.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
We're speaking with Dr. Reginald Liu, Senior Consultant Cardiologist at Harley Street Heart and Vascular Center at Gleneagles. Now, you probably get this question quite often, but just in case, with AF patients, with heart patients, you know, drinking alcohol, does it contradict or have an adverse effect with the medication that they're on?
Yes, and that's a good question. So there are some medications that are not as well absorbed in people who take alcohol. Sometimes it can cause other adverse events, like alcohol and some medicines can irritate the stomach lining and increase problems with stomach ulcers or gastric irritation. So generally, I would try to avoid alcohol with some types of medication. And again, your doctor should advise on which types of medication to avoid alcohol. Other medications, one can still take, you know, moderate amounts of alcohol, but try to space out the medicine and the alcohol. So if you're going to take medicine, try to avoid alcohol within about 2 hours, or vice versa, avoid medicine after taking 2 hours of alcohol just before that. Yes, I think one has to look at the individual, look at the medicine that they're on, and also what the drinking habits are.
I'm curious, Doctor, how often is it that you will get that question from a patient? And are patients forthcoming about, yes, I'm going to have a drink every other day or every evening after dinner, and how is this going to affect the medication that you're prescribing? Are they actually forthcoming with that information?
So that very much depends on the doctor-patient relationship.
Mm.
I find that the most useful and beneficial relationship is a very open relationship, where the patients feel they can tell the doctors, you know, the truth and tell them the true habits, and also the doctor, and they don't feel the doctor is judging them, but rather having a relationship where they can have a proper conversation. You know, some doctors may just preach to the patients and say you must stop altogether drinking alcohol, but for some patients that's just unacceptable, or that will be very, very hard. And rather than just tell them black and white, this is what you should or shouldn't do, I think it's more useful to come up with some plan of action. It may be that the patient shouldn't take alcohol, but one has to come up with a plan of how to achieve that. And if one has a good doctor-patient relationship and an open relationship, then I find most of my patients do tell me exactly what they drink and what the issues are. And if one can come up with a compromise, then that will be the best long-term solution. Because ultimately, patients who do need to take medicine often need to take medicine for long term. So we need to make sure that they comply with the plan and the instructions.
Okay, so important information to share with your doctor, and it's something to take into consideration before you pick up that glass.
Yes, that's right.
All right, now how common is AF in Singapore?
AF is actually very common, particularly in the older population.
Define older.
Older would be, well, statistically, greater than 65 years of age, about between 5 to 10% of people may have AF, more than 85%, more than 10%. So it is definitely one of the heart rhythm conditions that increases with age. And that's partly because as people get older, more than 65 to 70 years of age, people are more likely to develop other heart conditions such as high blood pressure or diabetes or coronary artery disease, and all of these contribute to the development of atrial fibrillation. So it's estimated that, you know, up to 50,000 people in Singapore may have atrial fibrillation, but not everybody feels it or has been diagnosed. So that's why it's important to have it checked out if one has symptoms or any of the risk factors that are mentioned.
Okay, now we are in the festive period. We've been festiving since last week. There has been many overindulgences, food, alcohol, what have you, which I'm going to assume means that there are more people who suddenly think they might be having a heart attack or something. Yeah. Some might actually be having a heart attack. What kind of symptoms are we looking for, Doc?
Yeah, I would say it's a number of symptoms one should be wary of. If any time one has sudden severe chest discomfort or chest tightness, that's a lot worse than usual, or they don't normally get any such symptoms, particularly if they feel colds, clammy or sweaty, then that could be one of the classical signs of a heart attack, and one should then seek urgent medical attention. But for some other people, heart attack signs can be a bit unusual. It may be a sudden arm discomfort or throat pain, maybe sudden severe sweatiness and breathlessness. So I think anything that's out of the ordinary, particularly if it's quite acute and sudden, it's best to have it checked out and have an ECG and be assessed by a doctor. For some other people, some other heart conditions present as irregular rhythm or sudden fast heart rhythm. Again, if that's out of the ordinary, see your doctor or try to get an ECG. But of course, when people take alcohol and a glass of wine, particularly if they're not used to taking alcohol, the heart rate can go fast as well. So I don't think everyone should rush to seeing a doctor just because the heart rate goes fast after alcohol. But if it doesn't subside after, say, 30 minutes to an hour, and the heart rate's still fast and one feels unwell, it's better to have it checked out.
All right. Remind us again, how is AF diagnosed?
AF is diagnosed from the ECG, from the electrocardiogram.
So you have to take one.
Yes, that's the formal way to be confirm the problem. But sometimes if you have an astute doctor, they can feel the pulse, and if it feels fast or irregular, that could be one of the features of atrial fibrillation. But the ECG is most important to confirm.
All right. Now, this is the last working day of this show before we close up and go off and enjoy our extended New Year's Eve celebrations. Any advice to AF patients, to heart patients, to blood pressure patients, if they're heading out and planning their festivities over the next few days?
Yes, I would say you certainly should celebrate and celebrate the end of the year and celebrate the new year, but do so with caution. So continue to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. If you do drink, again, not more than your usual recommended amount, and try to avoid binge drinking, because drinking a lot more than usual can suddenly increase your heart rate or blood pressure or make you very unwell. So celebrate, but with caution and within the limits recommended by your doctor.
Now, one of the questions that actually just came to mind for me is, all of you doctors, I'm assuming, are going to be celebrating as well. What if somebody actually has a problem? Who do they then reach out to? Do they call emergency services? Because maybe not the easiest thing to do, getting medical attention during the next few days.
Yeah, well, that's the good thing about the medical profession. There's always a poor doctor or nurse or member of staff that has to be on standby in A&E during the festive periods. So there'll always be someone there. If one's really unwell, get to the nearest emergency department. There'll be a sober member of staff that will be able to look after you and call the appropriate specialists. So that you will be looked after. And if in doubt, don't hesitate to get proper medical help.
All right. We've been speaking with Dr. Reginald Liu, Senior Consultant Cardiologist at Harley Street Heart and Vascular Centre at Gleneagles. Doctor, thank you for the time and the information. And I wish you, we all wish you, the very best in 2021.
Thank you very much, Clarissa. It's been an absolute pleasure. All the best for you as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm Clarissa Montero. This has been Health Suites on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.